having fallen behind on their sewer payments may be eligible for assistance through the American Rescue Plan Utility Debt Relief Program. The application period for the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Low-Income Household Water Assistance Program, that's called LIWAP, is now open. This federally funded program provides financial assistance to eligible low-income households to reduce the balances on their residential water and sewer bills. LIWAP has provided benefits directly to water and sewer service providers on behalf of residential customers. PL 2021-C-317 and PL 2022-C-4 prohibit local governments from charging residential customers interest, fees, or charges for late payment of charges accruing between March 9, 2020 and March 15, 2022. The state law requires the borough of Bellbrook to offer residential customers an installment plan for unpaid sewer charges. To get more information regarding this law, please visit Borough of Bellbrook Tax Collector's website from our borough homepage. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A prayer. Dear God, bless Bellbrook. Protect our police and first responders, and give us wisdom in our deliberations. Amen. Roll call.
Mayor Faison said he would be absent today, as well as Councilman Richard Januzzi. Council President Hardy?
Present.
Councilman Gomez?
Here.
Councilman Fetty?
Here.
Councilman Fancitelli?
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Roll call has been completed. Approval of minutes. First, we'll start with the May 24th, 2022 regular meeting. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Second, Anthony. Tony. Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francicelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
The minutes have been approved. Now for the May 24th, 2022 executive session. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Councilman Gomez.
Second.
Councilman Tony Pranzatelli. Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Pranzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The minutes have been approved. You're correct. You did. Yeah, this, yeah. And they're still approved. All right. We have advertised hearing and special presentations. On the agenda, we have Cheers Restaurant. Notice of object to 2022-2023 liquor license renewal.
Councilman, we are going to actually adjourn that meeting, that hearing to the June 28th meeting, and I will actually be sending the governing body and mayor an email asking if we could start that meeting at 6 p.m.
So, and we'll meet the advertising requirements for that, I guess. It's an advertised hearing.
That's correct. So, we'll ensure that once I have a consensus that we can all do 6 p.m., then we'll advertise it as per statutes.
Thank you, Hector. All right, presentation of communications, petitions, etc. That would be me. So I have provided my resignation to be on the council. Sadly, I'm moving out of state. So it's been a pleasure serving the citizens of Bellbrook for 2.5 years. I was hoping to make out the last bit of my term here, but it's been an honor working with the council. You know, I think we all don't always agree on anything, but on everything. But you know, it's amazing what we can do when we're having great dialogue and working together. So thank you. I think Councilman Gomez and I have worked quite a bit together. Councilman Longo, as well, and not as long with Councilman Pranzatelli, but got to spend many meetings on the CID. So listen to that, and of course Councilman Petty and I started at the beginning. I think. Communicating and doing stuff together, so it's been a pleasure.
Can you vote now and stop you from moving?
Well, no, I don't think you can vote on the this one. And the administration, just so the town knows, you know, I've been in the business world a lot, and this is a great administration. So Dale and the borough clerk's office and our administrator, our police chief and our policemen, we're really a blessed town to have the administration we have. I think it shows up in our financial audits. It shows up in the way the roads are getting, you know, done and managed, in our financial discipline, our safety. Bound Brook is, you know, and I know I served on the grand jury before, and this a few years ago, and I can tell you Bound Brook's a very safe town, especially compared to our towns around us. So just that's a kudo to not only our citizens, but to the police. So and still a lot to go, sadly. That's why I feel sad leaving. But thank you, Mabel. So my last day will be, my resignation is effective July 1st, so I will still be here for the next council meeting, and then I'll do what MacArthur said, old soldiers don't die, they just fade away. So that's... So that's the presentation. Public comments. Greeting for comments and invitations for the public. So anybody from the public would like to speak, please come up to the mic and just give us your name and your address.
Is this on?
Yeah.
My name is Joan McCormick, and I live at, I have to read because I'm not a public speaker. My name is Joan McCormick, and I live at 101 East 2nd Street, right next door to the firehouse that was closed last fall by the town council. That's the American Hose and Engine Company number 2. That decision to close it was created a lot of distress in the area. Many people think that it's absolutely necessary to have all four firehouses functioning, especially with the increased potential for fires. With the four luxury apartments built and 12 more in the works, in our little 1 mile and a half square town. A few years ago, the devastating apartment fire brought in seven other towns to help put it out. We might not be so lucky next time. Sprinkler systems only work in the beginning of a fire. We need all four firehouses active. Take the truck off the auction block and reconsider your vote.
Thank you. Just a note, the council did not close the firehouse down. We actually worked with the firehouse to try to get enrollment up. They had nobody, they couldn't deploy the engine.
I heard that those people were taken to other firehouses.
No, they, we...
I live right next to
them. I was down there in the firehouse working with them. We wanted to get the enrollment up. We tried everything to help. And it just came down to they have no one to deploy the engine. They had two people.
They are non-active members.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot.
They
of
have to have active members to deploy the engine, though. So.
I think that they need a little help.
But we agree. I mean,
I think it's possible to get that firehouse.
And the other thing that makes it hard, because the council doesn't control, they're independent companies.
Yes.
So that's, you know, we have no ability to direct that. But we agree. We did not want that. Firehouse to close. We wanted to get enrollment up.
You have a lot more influence than I do.
But thank you so much. Anyone else from the public? Someone? Linda? All right. So that's it for the public. We'll move to introduction, discussion of resolutions. Introduction of ordinances, first reading. First up, Ordinance 2022-15, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Departments Established, Section 2-21.14, Special Law Enforcement Officers, to create the position of Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 3. Can I get a motion?
Motion. I move the ordinance to pass the first reading and section law enforcement officers.
Second. Councilman Pranzatelli. Any discussion?
This will be, we've got two studios, two special officers at the school, and get this on this through, and we can prioritize the schools as a company.
Yeah, I think this is huge to get more school resource with as hard as it is getting people into town, into the police positions. Thank you. Thank you, Chief and Public Safety Commissioner, for spearheading this. And
I really want to thank the Chief for coming up with the plan, was executed, and coming out working with another one at the school.
So is every school now going to have an officer presence?
Two officers before we only had one. One of the guys from
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this will be two additional full-time resource officers in school. Personally,
no. Okay, so there will be times when there is no officer at all in school.
Right. So we have a full-time police officer assigned to the school district, and the Board of Education is contributing 50% of that salary. Now, and part of this is because of the retirements, resignations that we just have title wave up. We will have two special law enforcement officers, class three, who can only work school property, school events. And they are 100% paid for by the school district for hourly rate, their pickup fees, their uniforms, much more inclusive than anything we were getting before. And we'll get our full-time officer back. Specifically to your question, it's two officers assigned for the district, and they'll be between all of the buildings.
Right.
The current superintendent, who I know won't be here next year, has indicated that next year he'd like to raise it to three special officers for schools.
That's great.
And I'm hoping what's happening is probably.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we'll actually be able to fill the positions, because we made it a very competitive salary, and we've had our add up for a bit, and just left.
And Chief, if I think I recall, this, you would have oversight of their training and their certifications and things like that.
So the special class threes are retired officers, mm-hmm. and they're allowed to work up until age 65. They get
Amen.
A certification that limits them to the school properties.
Thank you. Any other questions from the council? Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
It is passed, and it will be a public hearing on June 28th. Ordinance 2022-16, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 2 Administration. Article 4, Departments Established, Section 2-22, Department of Administration of Public Works of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Bellbrook, to amend the duties and responsibilities of the Director of Public Works. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Move.
I move the ordinance be passed the first reading, and it ties according to law and public hearing.
So excuse me, you trained me, so just make sure.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Awesome. Second. Thank you. Discussion.
What's this about?
This is including in recreation as a responsibility for the DPW. So, right, I think logically the DPW is always involved with recreation, but I know in my time, and I think many times over the council, there's communication that causes the town, the DPW, more overtime to react to things, and also doesn't allow them to be more proactive in helping recreation. So it's to me, it's a logical.
It's a realignment
yeah.
of resources. Technically, Dale has managed all the fields, all the properties. So currently, we have a rec department who makes decisions, and then the Dale's team needs to find out and respond. But Dale, they think that. Recreation is under him, which is only a part-time person. People don't believe him. Go report to him, they get to the culture together, and they'll now understand and get to see the problems closer up in, and then be able to react to himself.
And rec will still run rec. Dale's not going to run the soccer and the football or stuff like that. But this, I know from the, I think the first time I was on council, just 2.5 years ago, like the baseball fields, the dugouts had to be, there was been all sorts of things that.
Programming continues the same, and field maintenance is special program, which is technically
what they've been doing.
I have some words. One, I'm head of public works, and you know me, contacted me about this. I can't even talk about his position or the director's position because he hasn't been licensed. And I believe the rec board is doing a great job. There's no reason why. The whole reason the rec board was there is to keep politics away from the parks. This is giving politics more power over the parks. And I think this is good. I think this is very good.
I don't, yeah. That,
so let me just add this. As long as I've been around, the job description of the recreation director has never been spelled out. It actually said in the recreation director's job description, when it was finally located, that he or she is responsible for maintenance of parks, doing things in the parks. When in fact it's a part-time employee who basically we asked for $15,000 to do sort of what the public works department was doing, but at the same time the public works department was doing some things in the park. So from my standpoint, what this does is now streamline the process. The public works department clearly takes care of the facilities, which they have the manpower and full-time department. The recreation division now is will be responsible for running all the programs. Clearly, so no one can say, well, that's not my job, that's my job, that's, we're both working, we're doing the same thing, we're both getting things fixed at the same time, doubly fixing them. I know for a fact, as the recreation director, I know firsthand, the crossover did not work. So to me, this is an ordinance that will clarify that. Now, I'm not sure, and I know the rec commission and the rec director is not happy with this. And the reason they're not happy with this is that they don't feel they necessarily get response from the public works like they like. In other words, their concern isn't put on the top of the public works concern, necessarily. I think this will work, so there's better communication. The only thing I ask for is we look on working getting a software program, so the rec commission can say, well, if I put in to fix something, they can go on there and see that you're working on it. Maybe not that they have to call you 3 times and say, are you working on it? You say, yes, I'm working on it, but the supplies aren't coming,
right,
or whatever the case may be. And that seems to be what is happening. It's not like you're not addressing it. Maybe there's a supply issue. Maybe there's, it's not the top of the list of your list. I think that will streamline the process and clearly delineate how it works. And I think you're going to have to make sure your department, you are now responsible for your department, which includes the recreation division. And by the same token, this software program, I don't know how, at some point, when we decide need a few more public works people. How do we know that? Well, we have too many public works if we're not tracking it without a software program. So I think out of this, I hope that comes out of it. And I think maybe we'll get to the point where everyone's a little bit more happy.
So Bill, can we test you with that?
Yeah, like a work order program. Because that's
there's actually looked at several of them already. There's a couple good ones out there. I mean, obviously some are better than others. But I actually talked to one when I went down to the Park and Rec conference a couple months ago. I still have their card. I actually bring him up for a demo, even on how it works, and just kind of feel our way around. What's going to be the most cost effective and do the job. You don't want to buy a cheap program that's not really going to accomplish what you want, but you also don't need the Cadillac either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah, I think it's. I think Councilman Longo has a great
point. I feel I can't have a good department because I have the license.
believe this should be tabled till I write those people and we can walk about in public session.
Right, this thing actually...
Because then I want to talk about their jobs and the title. Why are we taking the powers away from...
I'm not taking the powers away from...
Yeah, you are. You're bringing more powers there.
Okay, I disagree. This is... The LLC still has to do the job. The LLC now just takes ownership of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, they call the shots or whatever.
No.
Which, to me, a part-timer that works...
Then hire a full-time. Sorry, I apologize.
A part-timer shouldn't be doing it, right? A part-timer shouldn't be in charge of all your assets. That should rely on, or that should lie where it logically should sit with the DPW, who has a team that maintains it. So now that, so we're just realigning resources.
That's not fair.
We're not taking away, he's not doing programming. He's not doing soccer schedules and all that. That continues to be completely independent and part of the right commission, who is in charge of looking at programming, scheduling. I mean, I was on it. Aggie was on it. And there are many people who participate in all the sports. They are part of that program. He's not being asked to do that. What he's being asked to do is realign what he does instead of being reactive and hey, we need this back, we need to do this, and we need... No, he's in charge of that now. Which is a better use of the resources instead of having a part-timer who is supposed to be doing programming and instead is splitting her time with, what, 5 hours, 6 hours of programming and then 10 hours of...
You guys be careful about talking about it.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about it in a hypothetical, right? Was that... That... I'm just saying that this is... We're not actually talking about
can I add something? So, and to me, if you look at the bill list, and this is just fiduciary councilman duties, every bill list that I've looked through has rec stuff on it, right? And the rec stuff they're getting to actually execute the program, they're going to run. But I've also encountered many times where we're having to repair stuff, and it's not being proactive. So on the repair, the maintenance of the fields, this to me just makes sense. It's not about, I think the rec does a great job. I think we have a wonderful rec group. But we, you know, since in 2.5 years, we've had many issues where it's a reactive on the DPW, and it creates friction because it is reactive because they're waiting. He's got to wait for them to call him and say there's this issue or that issue. It's going to be more proactive. It doesn't take any power. It's not who moved my cheese for rec. So it's not political. If the administration is not political, so, you know, and we got Democrats and Republicans, I'm not sure what political means. But I think this is, from my perspective, makes sense. It doesn't take any power away. Nobody should feel insulted. Nobody's insulting anybody in any way. It just makes sense. When you look at the bill list for this town, you know, I encourage the bill list for this town has rec stuff on it every single time. And there are times when we could get better deals as a town, not just having buys as a rec, that this is going to help with the town. So that's my feeling on it.
I don't want to do that. I can't make an argument because I can't speak about their jobs. Their job sucks. It's not their job. So I'm not going to
talk about the position. You can't talk about the person.
Mm-hmm. No, you couldn't talk about the position either.
I mean, I don't see the reason. I mean, you're talking about the positions now. You can talk about the positions as staff.
Yes, I'm talking about the people.
So, we hire a director for the rec. That position needs to be full time. We should make it full time. That's one thing. And if they need help, they should have help. And they already do have help. Assistant help. Now, the supervisor position for public works is hired for the supervisor of public works and to be the town engineer. That's a lot more on their plate. I think that's way too much.
Wait, so all the assets that DPW already manages are the same assets you're talking about? You're not talking about it, but these are already doing the job.
There's more to the job title, too, that position's going to be on.
I think you're misunderstanding the whole thing, maybe.
I honestly think you're misunderstanding the whole concept of how to make, how to make things more efficient.
So I think what
this is an attack on anybody. This is a way to make the whole process more efficient.
I think what he's suggesting is making the recreation director position full time, which probably would cost us $40,000, $50,000 more, plus benefits. Plus, then we'd have to hire two parks maintenance full-time personnel to handle the parks, or at least two, separate to the public works position. So we're talking about an increase to the budget of roughly almost $200,000.
I don't want to overwork on supervising the public, too. That
we were it's already within what you
and look, I looked at the job description that we're aiming over. I didn't see that. Is there a... It was very vague.
It's in here.
It's in the packet, yeah.
The recreation director, it's spelled out specifically in this ordinance.
And in fact, some of what we're doing here is clarifying. For years, I was on the rec department not only the liaison, but on the group for years. I mean, sometimes the delineation was, I don't know, that's not my job. And that was a lot of the times. Hey, who's supposed to be taking care of that? I don't know, that's not my job. Who's supposed to be calling the fields? I don't know, that's not our job. Although it says it was their job. So I'm not expecting a part-timer and guys that don't have equipment, that don't have to go out there and do the job of eight guys. So I'm not really sure what the objection is. Actually, I don't even know.
What was the reason why the rec board said no? The park board. I think their hesitation was that it wasn't going to help the communication between the two departments, or even if it became a division of the public works.
It wasn't.
There's nothing you might as well just leave it like it is. We know it's not working correctly, but just leave it like it is. Just leave it like it is because it's been that way since.
And to me,
which to me is from a governing body standpoint, that's not a good reason. I don't think that's what we're here for. And secondly, we're only looking to bring it to a public hearing on the next meeting. So be it. If they come in and convince the councilmen that are going to vote that this is a bad thing, then who knows what the outcome will be June 28th. But certainly at this point, when I read it over and talk to them, I think there's a lot of upside to it. And the complaints of whose job it is, we have an overworked rec director, not by name, but by title, because it's a part-time position, and they're responsible. You've seen the existing job description. It's probably 3 pages long. That's unfair to anybody. And the fact that we've had rec directors hang on here for what we kind of pay them is, I'm sure, nowhere near what it should be. There's only, and I don't want to sound like I'm too minor horn, but it's great, the fact that they hung on that long without us having to pay more. But now it's delineating exactly what they'll have to do, and I think for what we pay our rec director, for running our programs, it's in line with what we can expect and what we'll get.
So that means it should be a full-time position.
No,
that's what you're kind of saying.
Well, that's up for debate.
Why? Why would you want to add more taxes?
I honestly don't think that really knows how this whole thing works. I'm not trying to be derogatory here in any manner. I've been on this council for 8 years now, right? Not once in those last 8 years have you been on the recreation department. I'm telling you, so intimate knowledge of what was going on is shared amongst the people here, right?
So for years, there's this miscommunication, this misalignment of resources. What you think that she should be doing or that position should be doing is incorrect. So the REC commission comes together, they put together strategy, they put together a plan, and we pay her to execute, right? Which is sign-ups, which commission helps. She is, or that position shows up to the game, opens up doors, that kind of stuff. Any issue, we go to her. But she opened the position. We shouldn't have to. She shouldn't also have to know about the drainage in the baseball fields. And she also shouldn't have to know about plumbing and electrical or how all the faucets work. That should be aligned with the people that do that all the time. And that is the end. All that happens is there's a guesswork that happens, and they still call Dale, and Dale shows up, and he does the work anyway. So it's best if the work is actually put in his plate, and he's managing it.
All right, one last question. I appreciate everyone's input. Who brought this to the agenda?
I think it's something that's been happening for a long time, so I don't know.
Someone had to bring this to the agenda. Who was it?
You? It was me? Yeah. We were all talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Right?
But someone had to tell us.
No, you see.
The mayor or
no,
the president of council to put this on the agenda. Who suggested this?
I don't know. Does that even matter?
I think the public, the people of the town, are like, no.
I'd say I'll put it on the agenda.
Yeah, and I'll
also. I was asked to put it. I put it on the agenda.
So it doesn't really matter. It's not about making things more efficient.
Yeah, this is not a power grab. This is a logical step. The major field, the Codrington Park maintenance, that all comes to the town. It all comes to our public works. There's no programming issue that, you know, that Dale's, this is now Dale, I'll leave Dale out of the public works director is now got to be proactive, because now it's in their job description that this is now part. So if these things don't happen and are not proactive, then it will impact their job rating. That's different than what was before, and I think the town benefits from that, and I think financially the town will benefit from that. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, roll call. Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Francitelli? Councilman Longo?
Yes.
All right, the public hearing will be held on June 28th, 2022. Next up, Ordinance 2022-17, an ordinance amending and supplementing the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook, Chapter 21, Land Use, to regulate the location of certain cannabis establishments within the borough and establish license fees for such establishments. Do I get a motion? Thank you. Second?
Second.
Councilman Pranzatelli. Discussion? So is it safe to say, Councilman Gomez, we have very limited cannabis establishments that can already be in the town, and these fees are substantial regardless. So it is, I think, $150 for the initial registration, and then an annual renewal would be $50,000. So.
Plus
2%, yeah. Any other discussion? No. Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Francitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
All right, we have ordinances for final reading. Ordinance 2022-12. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 21 Land Use, Section 21-10-14-E, Parking for Mixed Use MU2 District of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook. Can I get a motion to open for public comment?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second. Dominic? Councilman Longo? We're open. Anybody from the public would like to step up to the mic that has a question or comment regarding this ordinance? Please. Please give your name and your address for the record.
Linda Brinchevic, 20 Talmadge Avenue. So at the last planning board meeting, we were asked to review this revision to the parking and to determine if it aligns with the master plan. So it was determined that it did align with the master plan. I actually voted no for it, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it goes far enough. There's a provision in the RSIS standards that talks about condos and bedrooms, so parking per bedroom. So our recommendation, or the recommendation from the council, did not address condos and the number of bedrooms. So for instance, the requirements for a townhouse, 1 to 8 spaces, requires 1 bedroom, 2 to 3, or 1 bedroom requires 2 to 3, for a 2 bedroom, 2 to 4, and for a, wait, let me just read right from this. It also has parking requirements for townhouses based on the number of bedrooms, 1 to 8 spaces for a 1 bedroom, 2 to 3 for a 2 bedroom, and 2 to 4 for a 3 bedroom. What we currently have aligns with the RSIS. It was for garden apartments and mid-rise, which only goes up to, I think it's like 2 spaces or something. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that the more bedrooms you have in a condo, you can require more parking spaces. So I don't think that the borough has taken it far enough. You can have condos come to town and you're not maximizing what the RSIS requires. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So the RSIS does have townhouses, and it does have those 2.3 and 2.4, as you stated. Mm-hmm. You're saying, but do you think the town should go back and add?
Yes.
Where the table is? Because right now we just hit the apartments and we
right,
say.
Right,
so, okay,
exactly.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
We do not discern condos
yeah.
versus the garden apartments, right? So we could be in a situation where we get a big condo development and we haven't maximized, right? I mean, I think one of the points I made at the planning board meeting, can you go above and beyond the RSIS requirements, which you can't, right? Because you'll lose in court, and that's the law. So
I'm looking.
This is an area, right, where we can.
We say 2 right now. You're saying we should just update.
I think if you.
Yes.
To incorporate the
yeah.
yes.
Can you make a note of that, Frank?
I think it was just the townhouses there. It's just I think we were, we could have just.
If you have any questions, you could talk to Charles from TNM.
So
Charles Gunlife.
Okay.
No, I see it right here. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Let me just ask a procedural question. Frank, we would have to reintroduce and testify back.
Yes.
Well, let's approve this now. And then let's go back and. Add the RSIS for townhouses, because we have what Ms. Brezhnevik is saying. We have 2.3 and 2.4 in the RSIS. We have 2, so it's not like we're at 1.
We have 2.
Yeah,
right.
But let's
to...
we can.
All right, so let's approve this in the event.
Yes.
And then kick it back, Frank and Julian to.
We're just talking for the townhouse.
I would say it... not all instances that
apply
fit into the zoning. So whatever the zoning allows in that area, whether it be retail or mixed use or whatever.
RSI is imagined. It's just residential.
It's only residential.
Yeah. RSI. So it's just right now, it's just.
Without knowing everything off the top, I'm just saying whatever can fit there, it should probably adopt. Or the intention was
I think the other thing we want to add is Mr. Bilardo recommended just having state something that studios are one-bedroom apartments, because he thinks, although I think our code is pretty clear that they're the same, but he thinks we should state it out separately too. So if we could add that update as well.
Yeah. I just want, is your intention to essentially have the RSIS parking requirements be applied to any type of residential use?
Single home, condo, name it, whatever you want.
Well, we have higher than the residential downtown. So the RSIS downtown, we actually require more.
Yeah, downtown.
So we are allowed to go higher.
You are.
And we do go higher downtown, which the RS.
Why did they say no then at the planning board? That
I don't know why they would say you can't.
Oh, you weren't there. You weren't there.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I asked if we could.
We went higher. So, we went.
Yeah.
I think, no, I'm pretty sure they said not. But anyway, that's, yeah, I mean, the point, I mean, I was against the MU2 zone, so that was just one, you know, one of my beliefs. I am still against it, but this is, that would be great if we could just maximize, because we're just going to run into another parking issue, and if that's the maximum we can go, then that's the maximum.
Yeah.
And who's stuck here? I know some of us have different views in town. Well, the very last time we had a meeting here, we had people that were very upset about the property in Boston. And literally, right after that, you had people coming up and saying, hey, when are you guys going to develop the next corner? Because it's still in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have a lot of different views for it, but
yeah, I think.
Try to address this stuff.
All right. Thank you. That's my
thank you, Mr. Richmond. Anyone else from the public?
You can have this one. I didn't know the townhouse building. So we
want to. It's done like that.
So we didn't include, we just did the apartments. The townhouse at this section. We just let those two. So we can just say the same thing again.
Anyone else? No else? Motion to close the public. Second. Go to the right page here. All right. Do we have a motion for the ordinance?
Motion. I'm going to make you pass the second reading and test for the renewal.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Good discussion. Any questions? None. Roll call, please.
Council President Harding?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Franzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
All right. We advertised according to law. It's passed. Ordinance 2022-14, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Departments Established, Section 2-21.14, Special Law Enforcement Officers, to amend limitation on number. Do I have a motion to open to the public? Second. Councilman Pranzatelli. It's open to the public. Would anybody in the public like to come up and ask questions or make comments regarding this ordinance change? Please come up, state your name and your.
Rick Calabroni, Denver Police Chief. We just reinstated the Special Law Enforcement Class 2s, and in fact, our first officer started working for us on June 1st, and is already paying his dividends. And this is going to allow us to hire a second Class 2 officer, which will also be very helpful with the growth that we're experiencing in the police department. I appreciate the council's support.
Thank you. And Chief, that's one of the goals, is to get people more downtown, walking the beat. So thank you. Anybody else from the public like to come up, comment or question? None? Motion to close to the public? Second. Council Malongo is closed to the public. Do I have a motion to approve the ordinance?
Motion to
Wait, I ain't got to read it.
Motion, any of you doing the second reading? And I would tell you, it wasn't time for that. It wasn't that long ago.
It sounds official. I like it. I like it. I like it. All right, second. Any discussion? Roll call.
This is just a pleasure to work with our police department. If you often hear, but it's people coming and going, police department actually has some time to do the job. But when it does happen, and in the way that historically government has hired an entire group of guys, just like now, that same time, so they retire all the time at the same time.
Yeah, thank you very much yourself for that, and Chief, thank you. Roll call.
Council President Hardy?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
I'm going to recuse myself, and I'm going to take away that second.
Oh, yes.
So
Councilman Pratt-Telly said. So the motion, the ordinance is approved and will be advertised according to law. Resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to, and there's quite a few resolutions, so hopefully you had a chance to read through them, were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If a separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Are there any resolutions that people would, anybody would like to vote on separately?
Yes.
Which one?
146 and 147.
Okay.
I have to take out 140, 141, 144. That's it. Can we vote on the three guys mentioned at the same time?
We could, yes.
All right, I make a motion.
We will vote on 146, 147 will read separate. We'll make a motion.
Let me start with motion to approve 2022, 140,
141, and 142. Yes. Get that motion. So it's a motion for 140, 141, and 144. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The resolutions have passed. Now we'll do 146. Do we want to read it? Can we can group them together?
Yeah, you can
group them together. Okay. So 146, the resolution authorized treatment works application for Hamilton Street urban renewal, and then 47 is acknowledging the automatic renewal of the... Why do you... Okay. Okay. So, anybody want to make a motion for 146 and 147? Second?
Second.
Recuse? Recuse for one, these are for a group voting together, so we'll recuse for both. Vote? What am I supposed to say? No. It's not a roll call, so I don't say roll call. Say. All in favor? All in favor? Aye. Yeah. Yeah, you want to, can you enlighten us why you want, you just, okay, that's, all in favor?
No.
One no? Let me do a roll call for this, just because, yeah. Roll call for 146 and 147.
Council President Harding?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Recuse.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Prenzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The resolutions have passed. Now, all the other resolutions. So 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139. And then we'll start at 142, 143, And then 145. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The resolutions have passed. Okay. Unfinished business. Unfinished business, we have resolution 2022-44. Resolution of the Borough Council for the Borough of Boundbrook requesting that the Planning Board of the Borough of Boundbrook reconsider the preliminary investigation to examine whether certain properties, in particular blocks 10, lots 4, 5, 9, 10, 18, 19, and 20, including the adjacent public alley, all as shown on the Borough tax map located on Mountain Avenue, Maiden Lane, and East Main Street, in the Borough of Boundbrook, New Jersey, qualify to be determined an area in need of redevelopment, specifically a condemnation redevelopment area pursuant to NJSA 40A-12A-1. And the Planning Board has reviewed that, and the Planning Board did determine that those do qualify as an area in need of redevelopment. So I think that's all we... There's no...
that's...
I don't think we...
Not on this particular resolution. Yeah. That one will need to be provided to... Yes, the Planning Board made the recommendation to set a resolution, a new resolution.
Yes.
To formally designate it as a condemnation.
Yes. From the Planning Board.
Well, the recommendation came from the Planning Board Council.
Now make it, okay.
Consider a resolution to accept that recommendation and to formally designate it as a condemnation.
All right. New business. So do you have any new business, Hector? So I do have new business. I think I owe it to the town because I am only here for the next meeting, and then I'll be in the process of moving, beginning July 1st when my resignation, that I would like to make a motion to resign as the council president today, and I would like to recommend Councilman Gomez for council president. So that's my motion. Can we?
I'll second.
So, it's okay. We vote.
Frank, that.
Yeah.
And I think discussion. Yeah. Thank you. I think Councilman Gomez has served as our council president for many, many times, and I think just to finish the year. I know we got an election coming up, so that. Well, it's only a few months, but it's been a pleasure working with you. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from everyone. So, on the council. So, I know we don't always agree, but thank you so much. We should do a roll call. Thanks for that. Roll call.
Council President Harding?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prenzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
So, congratulations, Council President Gomez.
When does it take
next, next meeting. Yep. We don't have executive session, right? So open to public for any final comments. Oh, I missed those. Sorry. See? All right. That's why we all vote. Approval of vouchers. 2022-148, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,696,000, $696.90. Can I get a motion? Second. Roll call.
Council President Harding?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prenzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Vouchers are approved. Now, I'm sorry, open for public comment. Would anybody from the public like to come up for comment? Please give your name again. Well, we already have your name. Mr. Brezhnevik, 20 Talmadge Avenue.
20 Talmadge Avenue, thank you. I just wanted to support Joan McCormick tonight and her comments earlier about the firehouse. Having a home that almost burned down during the fire in January, it is critical to retain and keep all our firehouses and not to sacrifice this potentially for another one. So I do commend Joan for coming in tonight and speaking out about the firehouse. So I hope there is a valid effort made to retain and get some members for that firehouse. And Yeah, that's it, basically. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just get a clarification on the bond council about that question? Didn't the council give a period of time for them to bolster their...
2 years, yeah.
So, 2 years, they went without having property or swore they didn't go in or active for 4 years.
They didn't have a, they weren't a charity number. They didn't have a nonprofit number. Yeah, they weren't a nonprofit, so they technically were not. We, yes, well, come on up and.
When a child gets in trouble in school, he goes through remedial classes.
Proper status. So technically, as the borough, you included, are fiduciary to this.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anything else? It actually has a legal entity, and that was one of the, that's the biggest, the Firehouse 2 never became a legal entity, never was a legal entity as it needed to be, which put the borough at risk significantly in violation of state law. So we worked with them, tried to get them to do just that little thing. They still would not do it. And I was there personally to try to get members, but I don't think you're going to agree with me regardless. It's not so. But I do appreciate your perspective. There was a Anything else from the public? All right.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
I sent you the email about the condo. Mm-hmm. I sent it to your email.
Okay, yeah, and I showed Frank on that.
You have it.
So he's got the RSI.
Okay.